Whether you're listening to true crime, politics, comedy or sport, hit pause for a second. Actually, make it 30. Because with We Buy Any Car, you can get a quote in just 30 seconds. Then drive around 13 minutes to your local branch and get the cash sent to your bank. Now that's worth pausing for. To find out how much your car is worth in 30 seconds, enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com.
This week on Get Hench,
we're talking to top athletes about how they remain at the top.
Hey, Sergey! Wait up! Sergey!
Carl, why are you here?
I saw you run out of the house. What are you doing?
I'm running.
Yeah, but what are you running from? The cops.
No, I'm running and listening to our podcast.
You're going to need a better alibi than that, bro. Hey? I'll get your passport and I know a guy who can get us a car. After that, we're on our own.
No, I just want to listen to my podcast.
Don't wombat it, meerkat it.
Simples.
Good morning. Welcome to Apple Turnover for June 15th, 2023. Last night, the New York Mets defeated the New York Yankees by a score of 4-3 in the finale of the Queens-based Subway Series. It was a wild game for a couple of reasons. Justin Verlander and Gerrit Cole started for the Mets and Yankees respectively, and both went six innings of one-run ball. Both pitchers were efficient, walking no one, and generally looking every bit the ace that each of them is rightfully declared to be. As soon as they left the game, everything went sideways, shit got sloppy, and here we are. But the main thing I want to talk about is Brandon Nimmo. Brandon Nimmo had a bad night last night, misplaying a ball in the outfield that maybe cost the Mets the game. Then in this game, he was hit by a pitch to bring in the second run for the Mets. And then on I guess it was probably a play that Nimmo was right for assuming he would go first to third on. Mark Vientos was held up at third base. And, Nimmo just didn't look up. I don't know how else to say it. Nimmo was just, he had his head down running, and he just presumed Vientos was going home. So even though the tying run scored, if he just saw Vientos be held up, he would have stopped the second. The Mets would have had the bases loaded with two outs, and it would have been, the Mets could have possibly put the game in the bag earlier than they did. But Nimmo did not look down and then was tagged out at second base. Upon review, it looked like maybe he was safe, but it wasn't close enough to overturn, or it wasn't clear enough to overturn, rather. And so the Mets had to go to extra innings. You know, there was a lot of sloppy in this game. The home plate umpire was sloppy. Jeff McNeil got called on maybe a bullshit call, the violation of the shift rule. His foot was on the shortstop side of the base, but he was not by any means, his body was not there. He was sort of straddling second base and was called on that. And the ESPN broadcast rightly said, this doesn't seem like it's in the spirit of the rule. But, you know, a rule's a rule, I suppose. The Mets bullpen got in and out of trouble in just about every inning. When Dominic Leone throws the cleanest inning of the Mets bullpen, you know it's a weird day. Tommy Pham's redemption continues. He's looking better and better somehow. Just a weird game. You know, on one hand, I feel like this is the type of series that we as Mets fans should be really happy about, because we came within a run of taking the game yesterday from the Yankees, and they took the game today. And the Yankees are seemingly a better team than the Mets at this point, and so you have to be happy about them, you know, hanging in with a team that is better than them at the moment. However, I also feel like both of these games were much more winnable than they looked, and that there were decisions made by Buck Showalter, the coaching staff, whoever is actually calling the shots. I don't know how much he's getting fed from the front office, but there were a bunch of decisions that were made that just seem absolutely silly. And I want to talk about one that came out today, which is that apparently Daniel Vogelbach is not being used for a week, 10 days, whatever it is, to give him a mental break. Put him on the fucking IL then. This really bothers me. The Mets are already playing with one arm less because of the Drew Smith suspension for 10 games. So now you're asking them to play with one bat less as well. So essentially your 26-man roster is a 24-man roster. Why? Just IL him or release him. I like Vogey, but you can't play shorthanded. You can't do it. And we're doing it on both counts right now. One is against our control and one is very much within our control. But Showalter won't do it, or whoever, Epler, whoever it is, won't do that. You know, it just seems like, I know Showalter has a reputation for being a great manager, and he has certainly shown that he is a good manager in some circumstances. But he also he's just making a lot of bad moves this year. I have never felt less confident in Buck Showalter than I do right now after a victory, which, you know, isn't saying much. I'm trying not to be too down on this. It is a fun thing to beat the Yankees. It's a fun thing to watch Nimmo get a walk-off. You know, all these things are good. It just is a weird season. And I can't, you know, there have been too many times where I've thought, all right, this is the end. They're toast. And then they come back. Or I've thought, this is it. They've turned a corner. No more pesky, silly losses. The Mets are going to put together a streak here. And that hasn't happened either. It's just been a weird, weird season. And so I'm not ready to say anything just yet. All I know is that the Mets have off tomorrow and then welcome the Cardinals in for the weekend, including Pride Night on Friday night. And so we will be with you for the rest of the week talking about all of this and more. You can go to homerunapplesauce.com or patreon.com/homerunapplesauce to support this podcast directly. You can follow me on Twitter @BrianIsAnApp. And until next time, let's go Mets.